Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
I've got Christmas on my mind. I adore that lovely time. Feeling like our little child.
Well, you may think you're ready for Christmas. Nobody's more Christmas than Pete Zimmerman. He's our little Christmas elf. Good morning, elf.
Good
He's
morning.
He's dressed like an elf today. He's wearing black and red buffalo plaid with a cat-haired filled green cardigan.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? You got a lot of cats.
I was reprimanded for wearing this around the home yesterday. This is my work cardigan.
So you're reprimanded.
This is my work.
First off, the fact that you have two is great. Your work and your casual cardigan.
Right, like my home.
Did you mix them up? Is that what happened?
My schedule is I come home, I take off my clothes, put them on a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Next morning, I wake up, go to that same chair, put those clothes back
on. What that chair has offered you
in
the last 24 hours.
But why were you yelled at? Molly doesn't like the look?
Because this is my work cardigan. I should be more, I should look like I'm not a pauper coming to work.
Yeah.
So I wear the one that's going to get cat hair and dog fur and
She's
stuff.
She's still trying to change you, isn't she?
Yes. He needs a lot of help, I think. So.
How's the podcast?
The podcast is great. Thank you for asking.
Episode 2 came out.
Mm-hmm.
Molly and Pete Save Christmas, WGN Radio.
Christmas at Pemberley Manor was the last one.
And for those wondering, like myself, if there were going to be any scarf mentions, there were. So you must tune in and listen.
What's Christmas like at Pemberley?
Christmas at Pemberley Manor is just a magical place. It's mm-hmm. It's a big on the outskirts of New York or Washington D.C.
Okay.
It's just a wonderful Christmas place that's going to be shut down and turned into condos by a billionaire.
Thus,
hot shot.
The tension.
Ooh. Yeah.
So the
Thankfully,
villain is
the man didn't win. Probably.
Well, we don't know. That's why you got to listen.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why you got to listen. We don't know if the man won or not.
Right.
All right, what is on the Christmas with Pete agenda today? Musically.
Well, we got to do our trivia.
Oh, I forgot about the trivia. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, I've screwed up the order here.
Because you're going to get a $100 gift card to Tree Time in Barrington.
Well, not me.
No, but the listener, if they know the answer to our Christmas trivia question.
All right, the Christmas trivia question for that $100 gift card to Tree Time is what?
In the In Excelsis Deo episode... Yeah. Of The West Wing. Season 1, Episode 10, original air date, December 15th, 1999. Toby Ziegler, the White House communications director, he gets called into President Bartlett's office because he did something he absolutely should not have done.
What got him in trouble?
What did he do to upset the president?
I don't know one of the answers.
No, it is not.
Okay, because that's where I am.
You don't think about the West Wing being, holiday-ish, but their Thanksgiving episodes are second to none. They got a classic.
Actually, no, I mean, you're the Christmas guy, but I always think of the White House as very Christmassy.
Yeah, I guess, you're right. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and the First Lady has in the past traditionally been the one to decorate it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll be that way this year. We'll see. I don't remember. Was Christmas a big deal last year in the Trump White House?
I don't remember. Well, they had a kid, Barron. He's into Christmas, right?
Trump doesn't know that.
Oh.
All right, so the question again is, in the episode, In Excelsis Deo,
yep.
What got Josh in trouble with the president?
Toby.
With the president?
Toby.
Oh, Toby in trouble with the president.
Yep.
Okay. All right. First correct caller.
What was the air date on this?
December 15th, 1999.
Great year.
This is one of the first years I knew Pete, and I remember him talking up the West Wing Christmas episode, and I was like, this guy's a weirdo.
This is an outstanding... This is one of the greatest holiday episodes.
So 20 years later, what do you...
I know.
How do you feel?
It still stands
That's a great
the same.
Series. It's a great
he and
series.
This other guy on our show, though, they would talk about the West Wing. Like, it was like, the most groundbreaking show that ever is.
312-981-7200 is the number. All right, musically.
All right, so today... We're honoring veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to come up with perhaps a holiday classic that mentions veterans. Slim pickings.
Well,
surprising.
Slim pickings.
But they're probably, especially in World War I, there's famous stories about, there's a very famous story, maybe this is where you're going, so I apologize if it is, about Silent Night being sung across the trenches in hand-to-hand combat in World War I, and they agreed to stop fighting for I don't know how many hours until the following morning, and they took Christmas off, and they both sides sang Silent Night together. Very famous story.
Oh, no, I did. I'm going to have to add that to my...
Can I get like an associate producer credit for Christmas?
You can, yeah. I'm going to have to add this for for next year.
Yeah. But that's not what you're talking about. What do you have?
So I couldn't really find anything. I found a couple of things were kind of hokey. But so I'm going to go with this song is from the... Probably if you were going to own one Christmas album... You know, if you just want to have one Christmas album in your collection, this is the one to get. It's the Phil Spector Christmas album.
Oh, sure.
A Christmas Gift for You.
The Wall of Sound.
This song by the Crystals, Parade of the Wooden Soldiers.
All right, here. Very nice. Have I asked you yet what your favorite Christmas song is? You want to save that for closer to the holidays? Can you tell us now?
My favorite song probably would be the Pogues.
That's a good song.
Fairy Tale of New York.
Yeah, it's a great song.
There's a text for 847. Garth Brooks sings song called Bella Wood about the story at World War One, but I'm guessing Pete does not acknowledge Garth Brooks as an artist.
When I was looking, I acknowledge Chris Gaines, but not to
sure.
There were a couple of country-ish Christmas
choices,
songs
options?
That I just felt they were kind of hokey. It would do a disservice to our veterans.
All right, well,
they
enough.
Need something better.
Right.
All right, item number three on Christmas, Pete.
That would be things to do. This holiday season, and what I like to do, as Michael Scott mentioned in one of the Christmas episodes, one of the best things about Christmas is you can get drunk and nobody can say anything.
right.
So I'm going to recommend...
He looked at Dave, just so everyone listening. He paused and looked at Dave.
I did look at Dave.
Yeah, what was that about?
Sorry about that, Dave. So I'm going to recommend a couple of Christmas bars to go to that are all decked
out in
holiday regalia. Of course, Butch McGuire's right downtown on Division Street. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. You must make a visit at some point between
November.
And
this
November
is the year... And, yeah, we were talking about that. The guy who usually does the decorations, he passed away this year.
No.
He passed away back in May or June.
Do you just... Poor
I know.
Pete is taking it back.
Is somebody going to pick up the slack?
No, someone will pick up the slack, but it'll be also...
That's how you find out. He couldn't break it to you a little more gently?
It also may be emotional, meaning that, you know, they pick up the slack and they honor the dude who was doing it for so many years.
Yeah. They have a train. They have a train that, like, circles the perimeter of the bar.
They keep it.
Simon's Tavern, an old tavern in Andersonville, also highly decked out, and Lost Lake, which is a new cocktail bar, not new, but a couple years old in Logan Square. They do a Christmas pop-up every year and have very exciting cocktail
drinks. And we noticed this last year,
drinks.
Too, that there's more, and the idea of like the bars downtown doing a two-week pop-up. There's a lot of bar pop-ups that are happening that
don't have any history. What's that big Mardi Gras bar? That one, Bourbon Street, did a big Christmas pop-up.
Yeah, that's like a go-to now. But these are legit. These are the authentic.
Yeah,
do you have to go to all of them as your duties as Christmas?
I do have to go to all of them, yeah.
Understandable. Yeah. Julie thinks she has the answer. Before I get to that, here's the story of the Christmas truce, just so I fill in my own facts. Hostilities in the fifth month of World War One had entered somewhat of a lull as both sides reconsidered their strategies in the race to the sea. But in the week leading up to the 25th, the French, German, and British soldiers crossed trenches to exchange seasonal greetings and talk. Now, keep in mind, these people are shooting at each other. In some areas, men from both sides ventured into no man's land on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day to mingle and exchange food and souvenirs. There were joint burial ceremonies and prisoner swaps, while several meetings ended in carol singing, and the most famous being Silent Night. Men played games of football/soccer with one another. One of the most memorable images of the truce is that, commemorized in a famous painting and black and white photography of an early time. The truces tended to dwindle away in the remaining years of the war because of orders from high command who said, no more truces! enough with the truces. With the power of Christmas in 1914. It's a nice story.
Yeah.
On Veterans Day.
Yeah.
You want to hear from Julie?
Christmas compels you.
Let's hear if she's got it.
Julie, do you have the answer to the question?
I think I do. I believe he, without permission, invoked the office of the president in order to assist a homeless veteran.
Hi.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
Apparently, I've arranged for an honor guard for somebody.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
No, no, just tell me, is there anything else I've arranged for? We're still in NATO, right?
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
A homeless man died last night, a Korean War veteran who was wearing a coat I gave to the Goodwill. It had my card in it.
Toby, you're not responsible.
An hour and 20 minutes for the ambulance to get there. A Lance Corporal, United States Marine Corps, 2nd of the 7th. I got better treatment at Panmunjom.
Toby, if we start pulling strings like this, you don't think every homeless veteran will come out of the woodwork?
I can only hope, sir.
Ding, ding, ding! Mm.
Waterworks.
Powerful.
It was a wonderful episode. It brought tears to your eyes.
Yeah, very powerful. Julie, congratulations. You've won a trip to the North Pole and a weekend with Santa Claus and the Bell. What did she win? Oh, $100.
She's winning a $100 gift card to Tree Time with the most ginormous selection of artificial Christmas trees and unique decorations anywhere, Steve. Everything
cool,
Christmas.
Thanks very much.
Everything Christmas at Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington.
And before I let you go, Julie, for your loved ones who are listening now, what do you want for Christmas? One thing you want for Christmas, what would it be?
I want them all to be healthy.
There you go. Such a mom. Such
I thought you were going to say Nintendo Switch.
Such a mom.
No.
All right, Julie, hold on so we can get the information from you. Christmas Pete, do you have some standardized out for this? Because I feel like you should have. Reporting live from Santa's headquarters.
Reporting live from Santa's headquarters. This is Christmas Pete.
Yeah.
Until Wednesday.
You need something like, make every Christmas a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we all point out that Steve stayed home on Friday just to get out of eating the elf spaghetti sundae we all had eaten?
I thought I was sick when I woke up. Imagine what that would have done to me.
Oh,
they're sweet.
I think it's still in the garbage can in our offices.
I figured that's where you got it from before you started.
Justin claimed to have an instant sugar high. He was like, crazy. I'm going crazy here.
I got the shakes.
Yeah, I got the shakes thinking about it. Thank you, Christmas.
Thank you.